Okay, so I think I will start. It's the right time. Welcome to this presentation. My name is Michael Duchin. I work for the 3Lease company in France, and we help people to use QGIS, PostgreSQL, and we have a web map publication app which is called LeaseMap. And today I will show you feedback on a solution based on the offline special server which is called GeoPuppy in the context of the forest fire defense. So let's talk about the stakeholders, data, and software used today. Valabre is a French public institution. Their main mission is to help actors to prevent and fight natural risks like fires, floods. And so they test new technologies, they do some trainings, research, they share services and hardwares. And they work with partners around in the French Mediterranean areas. So that's some pictures. You can see firefighters and so on. A bit of history of the project. We will speak about a small topic in their missions, but it's about the firefighting infrastructures like water tankers, tracks, road tracks or forest tracks, watchtowers, and so on. And they have also standardized grids to be able to know where some actions must be taken. So they share standardized grids, and they have obviously base layers like photographical aerial photos and digital elevation models and so on. They have done a lot of work to harmonize and centralize the data between all the stakeholders, which means they have set up a list of layers to share. What are the names, the metadata, the ontology, what is it about? They agree on the data structure, like the fields, the constraints, the types, everything you need to agree, like your attribute tables, and the geometry type. They have created common glossaries. They share the same way to describe the data, and they agreed also on data styling, which means symbology, the colors used, because when you're in the field against a fire, you really need, if you work on an area in the frontier between two different administrative areas, you really need to be quick to see in the map what is this object, so you need to share how you will render the data in a map. The extent is the French Mediterranean areas. It's about around 100,000 kilometers, square kilometers, and it represents 200, but it depends on the data, four vectors and 30 gigabytes for restores. That's a print screen of the data, so you can see some water tanks. You can see the tracks here and the weird grid they use in the field to locate the different structures and to see where they have some codes with that. Sorry. This is the main area, so the special extent of the project. They already use some software since sometimes. QGIS is the main GIS used in Valabre, which is the organization I talked about. But some actors also use different GIS solutions like MapInfo, S3 or GeoConcept, which is a French GIS, very old one. And they use PostgreSQL to store and process data. They have a hosted server. And they also use the application LizMap Web Client, which is made to publish web maps from QGIS. So I will really focus this presentation on this triptych. It's QGIS, PostgreSQL, and web publication with LizMap. What is LizMap? Basically, you take your QGIS project, you send that to the server, and you have a web application which render a map based on the project properties and layers. And it respects a lot of QGIS features like attribute tables and so on. One of key features for the Valarb is the authentication and group rights management. So you can tell this map can be seen by these groups of users or not. These kind of users can edit the data or not, and so on. Some print screen about the solution. So that's the main page. You have a map in QGIS. You get it in LizMap. You can have more complex data. This is one of the key features. You can edit data with forms based on QGIS forms. So you don't have to code your form. You just describe it in QGIS in the vector dialog with combo boxes, checkboxes, and you get that back inside LizMap. So they use this kind of maps since 3 years. So they are very used to this web map solution. And they also have organized the PostgreSQL database to be able to share data and to know, to do some processing in the server. For example, they use triggers, Python services to send emails when somebody has modified data to the admin, and then when the data is validated, you get an email back to tell you, okay, your data has been validated by the admin user. So they have a complete, it's not just a storage, PostgreSQL, they use it with all the features you can expect from this kind of database. The project objectives, they wanted to use this web map solutions, but offline, because sometimes you have no internet connections when you go to the field, for example. And they ask us to help us to test this solution in the field. So they needed GIS features, like the same we talked about, like data editing, base layers, attribute table visualizations. And they needed the tool to be based on QGIS projects to simplify the workflow. They didn't want to do some more styling for another tool. They did not want to recreate web forms from XML or I don't know what. So, and they also needed to have some PostgreSQL views offline to be able to see some buffers or some data special analysis that you can do with SQL views or triggers and things like that. They have no internet connections in the field. In France, you can have internet connection, but when you're a firefighter, you cannot. You really need to have a tool which can work without internet. So one of the other expectation was they needed to be able to synchronize the data when they get back from the field. So they asked us to they didn't want to use the copy paste and manual checking of the data afterwards. They asked us to try to help them to synchronize it easily. So they have studied some solutions like Windows tablets or Android tablets. Can they use simple but powerful data collection tool like Open Data Kit or QGIS-based mobile solutions. They preferred the latter. And then they tried QField, but they did not like it for some reasons. And I really, I haven't spoken enough with them for that. But they told me, we want to try GeoPuppy. So what is GeoPuppy? GeoPuppy has been around since, I think, 3 years. It's basically a special server in the box. Like, you take a Raspberry Pi with battery, and you put LizMap web client, QGIS server, PostgreSQL, and a FTP server inside a Raspberry Pi. Then you can have an offline web server solution. The main conceptor of that is Julien Ancelin from a research center in France. And he based the work on Docker to ease the how do you update the softwares and how do you package all the different softwares inside this box. It is already used by researchers like INRA in France, and also for some projects in Africa, in Ivory Coast, to collect deforestation data, and in Madagascar too for another project. So this is a Raspberry Pi, very naked one, and when you use it, so you put QGIS server, you put PostgreSQL and LizMap. And then you connect with Wi-Fi, with your smartphone, tablet, or computer, you connect to it. So that's a bit of another picture, which shows it's not very packaged. So you need a bag to put that. I think it's a little bit like do-it-yourself look and feel. So that's some disadvantages of this tool. It's tied to web browser capabilities because you use a web browser like Firefox or another one to see the map. So you need to use the geolocation API. You cannot really save files locally, etc. And the LizMap web client application is responsive, but it's not dedicated to field data collection. So you have some improvement can be made. And one of the problem in Android OS is you cannot connect to 3G, 4G, or 5G, and to the Wi-Fi at the same time. So it's offline with the GeoPuppy, and you use the LizMap and the PostgreSQL, and you cannot do that and be connected to another network to gather some external data. But you have some advantages for them. It's open source. It's affordable because the Raspberry Pi is not very expensive. You work offline, and you have no new software. So you use QGIS, QGIS server, LizMap, and PostgreSQL. For them, it's a known workflow because they used that before to publish the web maps and data to the central server. It's PostgreSQL powered, so you can use all the good stuff in PostgreSQL. You can use all the features of QGIS to style your layers and to show some data. And you can also use the authentication and other LizMap features. Some pictures of the LizMap interface. So you can see data on objects. You can start editing data in the field. And so for them, it was OK because they use LizMap in the desktop when they're working. And they can use the same tool in the field. They needed, when you work in the field offline, you need to package the data to be able to go to the field, and then you need to go back and synchronize the data. So for that, they asked us to develop some synchronization method. So we wanted a very very small PostgreSQL based solution. So we just use unique IDs in every table, and we developed some tools based on QGIS processing to run the queries to be able to synchronize the data. I won't spend time to present this because it will be a bit long, but the main goal is to you have a log with audit of every actions made in the PostgreSQL server for every tables, and then you can replay this log because you know which device has created or updated the data, and you have all the synchronization data and metadata in the central server. So basically, in QGIS desktop, you have a processing algorithm, and you can find the same algorithm in the LISMAP WPS module. So you can use it in QGIS and in LISMAP with your smartphone or a tablet in the field. Is the same algorithm which does the job. And as a conclusion, I will give some feedback. It works. So some people are very excited by this solution because it's low cost. It's a full powered spatial server based on open source software, QGIS, PostgreSQL, LISMAP. But I think it's also a bit complicated for users compared to some other solution based on QGIS like QFIL, or the last one is Input, which is a great tool too. But I think the main problem here is the fact that you have hardware to carry, like the Raspberry Pi and the battery. And if we want to make it more user-friendly, there is a solution ongoing developed by Julien Ancelin. It's you just take all the features, you put that on your Android, which means you don't need your Raspberry Pi. You have like all the server are packaged to run on your phone, on your tablet. So you just need your smartphone, your tablet, and you will be able to have the same thing, PostgreSQL, which is running on Android now. And so I think that can be a great solution, but you really need to evaluate the balance between the complexity of your needs. Do you need complex PostgreSQL QGIS features or not to choose to use that solution? But with PostgreSQL running on Android, you can also use QFIL or Input to speak with this data storage. Some links on GeoPuppy and PostgreSQL audit tool, PQGIS WPS server based on QGIS processing algorithm, and how do you, on LISMAP web client. I will thank you for your attention. I think, yes, that's right in time. If you have some questions.
Only one. Does it work? Only one question, actually. Basically, as I understand, the first thing you had to do in this project was to make some kind of atlas of fire equipment in the field. Then you can, and you could, your first step was probably to get the so all the stakeholders agreed on this at some level about the science and everything. And I'm asking, is this atlas also possible to get in some kind of paper form or PDF or something like that?
Sure. I talked about it in the history. They have already make all this stuff. Like they have paper atlases. They don't rely on GeoPuppy for emergency situations. It's only to go to the field, see if the water tanks is okay or not, change some attributes. So it's not the only solution they use. They really reuse QGIS in desktop and PostgreSQL to centralize and share all the data. But they have, they have paper. They have other tools, like proprietary tools also to deal with the data. GeoPuppy is like a proof of concept. They really want to know if they can use it in the field or not. And yeah, they were able to use it, but we have some progress to make.
Do you test how many clients can hang off the Raspberry Pi and maintain performance?
I have some feedback by Julien Ancelin. He told me like 5 people can use the Raspberry Pi. So that's okay because you have the Raspberry Pi in the backpack and you have different people in the same area that can gather some data. So for deforestation data or for biology observation, like you see a bird or you see something, you can work together with the same database. But I really, it won't scale. If you're 10 or 20 people in the same Raspberry Pi, it won't. But if you have an Android solution, you can have as many server as you have devices. That will be the solution.
Hi, sorry, just one question. I didn't get it. Did you sell that or is it open source? And how do you sell it, like with the Raspberry Pi and the software? And what is the education of that users? How do you educate that users for that?
Okay, so we do open source, so everything is open source. The synchronization PostgreSQL scripts is not yet published, but there will be. What we did for this project is just buy the Raspberry Pi and all the tablets for Valabre because it was easier for them, but we just sell them the same price. So we don't earn money with this project. It's a side project of 3Leaves, but it's mainly used by researchers and by NGO because you can just grab all the sources, the Docker, the documentation. You have the link at the end of the presentation, and you have a good documentation on how to get the image, put that on your Raspberry Pi, and then use it. So you can test it with no problem. You can already test it on Android. There is a GitHub describing how to do that. So I will just try to. So that's data flower like poppy sites in the field. So it's open source. Of course, it's open source. There is nothing closed. No more question? Okay, so thank you very much.